Hi, my name is Dr. Bill Hoffman. This is my wife, Debbie. I want to talk a little bit about this product called CanSema that we've been, really experimenting with. I've always considered myself the open-minded skeptic, kind of really doubtful things will really work, but at least, you know, it's willing, worth a try, as long as it doesn't cause any kind of harm. We initially tried it in our office, really just with our own staff, basically, and with myself and with my wife here, Debbie. Back in the 60s, I lived in Hawaii, and I was, took a pretty bad wipeout on a coral reef out there and ended up cutting my back pretty badly and ended up getting a coral infection in the middle of my back. It healed, but it eventually ended up developing into a cyst, and the cyst kind of exploded and expanded, and then it kind of dried up and made like a fistula or basically a hole in my back. The hole would continue to get infected and get very, very sore. About approximately a year ago, it was getting to where I couldn't even lay on my back. It started bothering me that much. My wife would try cleaning it out. And I figured, I heard of this product called CanSema, and I figured, well, I know it really is not necessarily a cancer, but I figured, what the heck, go ahead and put it on and try it. And boy, it actually, the first time I put it on, it really didn't do anything. But the person that told me about it said, try it again. The second application, I did a second application on it, and it actually went in and attacked it. And this thing that was a cyst or a lump actually came out and probably raised above the skin, I'd say maybe at least a quarter of an inch. And it was like, I don't know what you would call it, just a big, what do you call it? Like the crater or the volcano crater. Blew out of there.
Right.
And it healed up and underneath and left like a little bit of a crater at this point, but it's been a really incredible experience. Likewise, we had one of the girls working her off had a little skin cancer on her shoulder. And had been there for a couple of years, but she didn't have the finance to take care of it. She put it on, and it was, I have to admit, she was in a lot of pain from it, but it really attacked quite an area on it. It healed up beautifully, but then after it was done healing, there's still a little spot left. She did another application on it and took care of that, and it just healed up really, really well. My wife here had originally had skin cancer in the middle of her head here about 8 years ago, removed, which ended up being about the size of, I guess, maybe almost a silver dollar by the time I took it off.
Right.
And then just recently, you want to talk about it?
Sure. And I had the same thing starting on my nose over here where I noticed a red spot and it would flake and it would scale and then it would dry up. And I said, well, this is the same thing that happened to my forehead. So I went ahead and I put the product CanSema on it, and actually my eyesight on this left eye was starting to get very blurry. I was getting flashing lights in it, and it was affecting my eyesight. And I figured it can't hurt anything if there's nothing there, if the product doesn't hurt or do anything harmful at all, so it wouldn't do anything. Well, I tried it, and it wound up forming two little holes in my nose area, and actually it started drawing out, and you could actually feel the roots that were coming up into my eye just being pulled out and forward until it just formed like this big, huge area and eventually fell out and started healing from the inside out. And as you can see, there's nothing left there. And it's great. I haven't had any more flashing lights in my eye. I haven't had any more, you know, blurriness of my vision. And it's just a wonderful product. And I'm so excited that I got the opportunity to use it.
What about this one on your leg now?
Oh, I had another spot down here on my leg.
Tell about Baywatch.
Yes, I watched the show Baywatch, and they did a special on it about melanomas. And they said the first place to check would be on your legs, on the back of your legs, on the sun. And I looked down, and I had a little area down there that was white again, and it was flaking. So I went ahead and I applied the CanSema, just like I had done on my nose previously. And I put it on my leg, and it actually formed one big hole there, and it actually drew it. It was a real red, hard area, and you could actually feel it drawing out till it became a scab, and then the scab fell off. And now it's just, as you can see, just a little tiny area, which now I'm putting vitamin E on, and it's cleared up tremendously. There's no pain, there's no redness, there's no soreness, and it's healing up beautifully.
What happened to that girl on Baywatch that had the melanoma on her leg?
Actually, the girl, they diagnosed her with melanoma, and she was going to die.
Okay. Do you want to show us the one result on your back,
sure.
Dr. Hoffman?
Well, I'm talking, actually, being one of the person that runs our rehab center, he essentially had like a little lump on his arm, and to the point where he couldn't even touch his arm. Can we show you my back here first?
Here's the spot right here that he had, and this thing was huge. I mean, it was the size of a dollar, a silver dollar. And actually, it was very red. It would always fill up with dirt and every other debris that was in there. And you could actually see it got very red and angry looking, but then it would actually draw and come right into the center and form a spot. And there was a little scab on that also that eventually came and fell out, and it heals from the inside out. And as you can see, there's just a tiny little spot here that's left. So it's done a tremendous job on that spot from what it was previously.
You want to tell us about your therapist?
Howie, who had on his arm right here, just it was like a little spot deep there, but you couldn't even touch his arm. You couldn't even keep a shirt against it. It was so painful. You couldn't see anything on his arm at all, and it felt like something very, very, very deep. But it actually felt like whatever he had was actually affecting the nerve of the hand because the hand was starting to go numb. He went ahead and put some on the first time, didn't do anything, did it a second time, and it went in and really did a number. The same thing with what she was talking about with the roots. It ended up actually, we had one spot here, it ended up coming up a circle of about six spots right in a ring like that, and each one of those little things came to a head, and he had quite a bit of pain for several days, but it actually drew the roots basically out of his arm, and he was able to not have that sensitivity in his arm anymore over his pain.
And he's in Colorado now?
He's in Colorado on a trip.
Is he?
Actually, he's climbing mountains.
Right. Do you think he has any photos of this?
Yeah, we could probably get a photo of it for you.
Okay, sure. Well, good. Well, thank you.